This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Well, Jimmer Griffin does, so he's here. He knows about history and science books, and so do I. And the globalists want to make you think science and history is some elitist thing. Once you get science and history, then you start tying it to everything else, then you put it into function, and then you're more successful. The most valuable thing is knowing how history operates, so you're not doomed to repeat it. Jimmer Griffin, short segment now, long segment coming up. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners about where we are on this planet right now?
Wow, that's another great, profound question. Where are we on this planet right now? I think, I haven't given this any thought, but I think we're at a spot that I'm glad I'm here. I can't think of any time in previous history that has been more important, where changes and efforts and conflicts being resolved are going to make a bigger difference in the future of mankind than right now in this era and in this decade in which we live. It's scary. There are a lot of things that could go wrong, probably a lot of things that will go wrong, but we have an opportunity here to make a difference in the long view of history and for the future development of mankind. We're coming up to a crossroads, as you know, Alex. I mean, they're trying to convert humans into robots or transhumans where they're half robot and half flesh. And all the reason they want to do that is because they know that that way they can control the neurological command center of the creature. They can control how humans will think, or former humans, how they will think, how they will act. And they'll have two classes. You know this. You probably talked a lot about it. Two classes of humans. They're the old style ones that are pretty much like we are today. But then we'll have this hybrid that they're working to develop. The transhumans, and there'll be all the slaves and the little robots and that will do exactly what they're told. And then the elite can live even without any fear of revolution or revolt on the part of the masses. Look at this. This is exactly what they want to see. So we have to stop that. I think it's our responsibility and our opportunity to put an end to that and to put in place the reasons for it. People get so issue-oriented.
Let me throw a reason out. I'm all for technology, except it always has a Trojan horse built into it. It always is dehumanizing me. I'd love if there was some beneficent group up there that was doing it, but no, they always give us stuff at a detriment. They never give us something that empowers us.
Well, of course, that's part of human nature, too, because if they see, it's kind of like a dog. I mean, I hate to say this, and I'm probably going to get a lot of criticism for it, but I think that, everybody has a dog. You know, the dogs are untrustworthy, no matter how loyal they are. If they're not looking, and you put a piece of meat out on the floor, and you say, no, no, dog, don't eat that meat. It'll sit there and won't eat it. But you go out that door, and if you're gone more than 10 minutes, you come back, that meat is gone.
That's a great allegory of big tech. They've been caught lying, abusing their trust, and now they're completely arrogant, and Congress doesn't know what's going on, and they've just run away with the future.
Yeah. So people are like that. You leave them alone, you put something very tempting in front of them that they really want, sooner or later, as long as you allow that temptation to exist, sooner or later, most of them are going to give in to the temptation.
Let's say your buddy's got a super hot wife and she's promiscuous. Maybe the first three or four times, but he just leaves for a month and says, hey, baby, stay at his house. You're going to probably end up in the sack pretty quick.
Well, I guess that fits in the category of what I'm talking about.
What's that meat on the table, buddy?
Humans can't be trusted, and we have to know that. So when we build political systems and social systems,
we got to put checks in to control it.
You've got to put checks in it and make everything transparent, so it makes it easier for the human to do what he knows.
To reward goodness, not badness.
Yes, that's it, exactly. So back to the question, this is a time in history where we have a chance to bring all of these hidden elements, these ideas to the surface. It's not just about whether we should do this or should do that, but we have to talk about why.
Big picture. Why don't talk about what's happening right now and just the pieces, but the big picture. Let's talk about that. But G. Edward Griffin, about the why of the universe and the big picture and how to get that 35,000-foot view so you see the different players and not just being one of the players, but understanding the whole game. How do you transcend the game and not play the game to stop the game? We'll be right back with G. Edward Griffin. Stay with us. He has the new website. We'll tell you about it in a moment.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
All right, Edward Griffin is our guest, and he was talking during the break. He would like me to come out to his Red Pill Expo, and I just called my wife during the break. And that is the 11th and 12th in Jekyll Highland, Georgia. And we're tentatively going to go. But regardless, you should go because it'll sell out quick. You have the website, redpillexpo.org. We didn't even tend to really plug this today, but it just came up. And so here we are. And I wanted to go to some of the other events he's had at Jekyll Island, was never able to. But getting back to the final segment we have, we really appreciate you joining us. And obviously, you got to come on again before the expo, regardless. I know we can get into the dialectic and how the globalists try to control both sides, but I know I'm not controlled. I know they legitimately have tried to buy me off and tried to shut me up. And I know that they're not omnipresent. I agree we've got to watch out about amassing authoritarian power in the name of countering them, because that ends up destroying us. And then any power will be abused. That's why you don't want to amass it. But overall, just gut level and every other perspective, I think Trump means well. He hasn't gotten some of what he wants done. I'm concerned about him saying, oh, we've got a better vaccine, but then Gates gets mad about it and doesn't want that because he wants to control it. What is your view? Your real honest view. We won't hurt our feelings. We respect you. Because long before Donald Trump came along, you were fighting the tyrants. Long before Q came along, you were there. What do you think of Donald Trump?
I almost wish you hadn't asked me that question, because I have a bad habit of, once I'm asked that question, I have to answer it. But before I do it, I want to...
But we're not censored. We're not in the Donald Trump cult, brother. We respect you.
I know, and I understand all of that. Let me emphasize, though, that a moment ago you said our event was the 11th and 12th. It's actually the 10th and the 11th, so
all right.
Get rid of that.
Teleprompter okay. Free, yeah, don't worry.
Yeah. I think Mr. Trump is a politician, and that is neither good nor bad. I mean, we have politicians. But once we understand a man, I don't care whether it's Mr. Trump, or whether it was Barry Goldwater, or I don't care if it was George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. Once they are in politics in the modern world, the way that our governments and systems are set up, they are not their own man. They have supporters, they have funders, they have handlers, they have people that control the information they get.
Giant, complex bureaucracies.
Yeah. And they even, I think, have people they fear. I think if one of the reasons I decided years ago, if it ever became my opportunity to run for political office, I said, nope, I'm not going to do it. And one of the reasons was that I know that the globalists, let's call them that at the moment, have ways of intimidating their candidates. And I don't think...
Well, yeah, no, I mean, they go after your family. They go after everything.
They go after your family, yeah. And if there's anything in your closet that you don't want to have brought out, they're going to find it and all that. And if it's not there, they'll create it. They'll.
I was about to say, the New York Times, BuzzFeed, all of them literally had, the last 4 years, dozens of private detectives, groups, and there was nothing there because I go to work, I drink too much sometimes, that's about it. And they literally just think, like, this guy just works all the time. There's nothing there. And they can't even get people to lie about me for money, so I've been blessed.
Yeah, well, so, I think, you know, if this cabal, let's call it that now for a moment, if they can assassinate the president in front of the whole world, they can certainly get rid of any president or any secondary figure with no problem, even with means that are not so obvious as assassination. There are ways of making people very, very sick, and you have no idea where that electric...
I totally agree. So let me ask you this. The COVID thing is obviously a world government, UN power grab to put a mask over our face to make us take shots. This was always their big medical tyranny gamble. I mean, they were always building, is this their power grab? Did the global awakening precipitate this to come early, or were they already planning this right on time?
Well, I don't know about that one. I think it's been in the works much longer than I was aware of it. This is where I have so much to learn. The idea of technocracy didn't really sink into my consciousness until about 5 or 6 years ago. But our opponents had the idea of turning our systems into administrative governments instead of elective governments. Administration by people. They don't even know who they are. There's an administration. It's a bureaucracy. Now, it's a computer. It's a machine. It's science. You know, it's the things beyond human control that makes it even harder to oppose in the mind of man. So
there's a false environment they're building. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know about whether they're on time or not, but they're very flexible. They'll do whatever. They'll postpone as long as they never give up.
What is their end game? If they have total power, could accelerate their plan 30 years in the future, what is it they really want?
Well, they just want total power. What does that mean? I think the best way to envision it, in my mind at least, anybody that's in the military would understand it. When you go into the military, you no longer have freedom. You're taken care of. You don't have to worry about your food, your shelter, your health care, or anything like that. You're given housing and clothing and psychological counseling, anything you want, entertainment. It's all taken care of for you. All you have to do is follow orders. And as long as you follow orders and without asking questions or objecting or showing any resistance at all, you will move up to the top. You will probably be a high-ranking officer and possibly even a general. But the minute you start asking questions, well, now you're a troublemaker, and if you resist too much, you'll be demoted, you'll be given jobs, assignments that you don't like. And if you really are a bad boy or girl and resist orders, you'll get shot. This is how I think that the world will look if these people have a chance to achieve their goals. It would be a military structure. There would be no need for money because you're in the military. You got your food. You got your clothes. You got a nice house if you're an officer. If you're a high NCO, if you're a sergeant, you got a nice house too. If you're a private or something, you're probably living in the barracks.
But you got to put brain chips in your children. You got to cut your son's testicles.
You got to do exactly what you're told. And as long as that you do what you're told and you obey orders and you don't question...
For the family, we all agree and talk to the 8-year-old. He agrees to have his balls chopped off. It's the end of humanity. They're going to get us in the straitjacket and then make us give our humanity up because that's what this is.
Yeah, that's it. It's as simple as that.
Because total power is destroying the human system forever. It's making us bow and give up our natural order. That's the final revolution. It's not even allowing normal human systems. That's how you win the war against humanity.
And the funny thing about that, or the ironic thing, is that it'll still be controlled by real, genuine humans. People just like you and me. But they will be the elites. They'll be the ones that have the ability to direct the activities of all of the subhuman characters that they have created, the transhuman creatures that will outnumber them by far, but they will be totally subservient because they can be turned off by simply throwing the switch.
It's that image of 5 years ago of Zuckerberg with thousands of his employees in VR goggles, hunched over, and he's walking bipedally, and they're like subhumans in his false reality. You're absolutely right. That's what this is they retain their humanity, we give ours up. That's their religion.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Griffin, very powerful interview. 30 seconds. Go ahead and finish up.
Well, my final conclusion is that I hope I'm wrong. I think I'm not. And it's bad news, but the good news is that it doesn't have to go that way. There's still time, and we have strength in numbers, but we have to stand up like human beings while we can and quit following these insane orders to obey and open up our sleeves and let them inject stuff into our brains and into our veins.
But we become immortal. No, everything the communist Satanists offer is a lie. G. Edward Griffin, RedPillExpo.org. I give it a 90% chance. I'll let you know in the next few days that I'm going to be there at your event, okay?
All right. I'm going to announce it, 90%.
No, man, I'll let you know the next day or two. I'm probably going to come. I just got to make sure I can get out there
Great.
And get a plane.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Alex. I would have gotten invite you earlier, but I didn't know how to reach you. But
we love you, brother. Well, I'm going to say bye to you during the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've also seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your fill-in guest host for the last hour. My name is Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. I cover geopolitics, espionage, Hollywood, film, and I do a lot of debates. So you can go check out my material. But today I want to talk about religious infiltration and corruption. This is a problem that's not unique to any specific group or denomination. It's a problem that has actually happened since the time of the primeval world, right? I mean, you go all the way back to Plato, you go all the way back to ancient Egypt, and big dynasties, big power structures try to co-opt religion for their own needs and ends. Plato himself, for example, talked about the need to create a noble lie, right? A fake religion that would prop up the state and its power. And ever since the advent of Christianity, the church has had a long struggle with this same problem. In the Middle Ages, there was the investiture controversy, the problems of simony, these kinds of things, where the state would often try to buy off the church, put bishops or put ministers in control that would do the bidding of the state. So it's always been a problem, and it's not, again, unique to any specific group, be it Catholic, be it Orthodox, be it Protestant. So what I want to talk about today is the 20th century, and in particular, how the Roman Catholic Church was infiltrated and corrupted. My purpose is not to attack Catholics. I have a lot of Catholic friends. Some of my best friends are actually traditional Catholics. My point, rather, is to illustrate that because the Roman Catholic Church is the numerically largest institution in terms of Christianity, it was seen by the global elite as one of the key things to try to target and take over, not to necessarily totally destroy, but actually to co-opt. There was a famous sort of secret society document that came out about 100 years ago, and it's called the Alta Vendita. And this was a series of Masonic lodges in Europe that wanted to try to not destroy the Roman Catholic Church, but they said, you know what we need to do is actually co-opt and turn the office of the papacy into an engine of globalism and revolution. And so I would recommend reading that document because it is very relevant to today's discussion. But one thing I want to point out is that just as you heard with G. Edward Griffin earlier, the difficulty and complexity of the situation is not just as simple as saying, well, there was a Masonic or a communist attempt to destroy the Catholic Church. It goes a lot deeper than that, and a lot of good historians and even Catholic historians and lawyers themselves in the last few years have actually dug up and written some really important works that detail how this infiltration happened. And the reason I want to talk to you about it is because it's the same for all of us. So whether you're in some other denomination or some other group, whether you're Orthodox, Christian, or whatever, it's the same pattern and plan that each of these powerful entities will use to buy off and control the religions. Now, if we think back to the last century, you know that I've covered in many of the global elite talks that I do, the writings of the most powerful, wealthy people on the planet. G. Edward Griffin talked about the Rockefellers and different power structures that funded movements that seem to be antithetical to their own ideas, right? Why would a zillionaire capitalist fund something that would seem to go contrary to wealth and the attainment of wealth, individual liberties, markets, etc.? The answer is that when you go and look at the reasoning, the methodology, it's because it's a weapon, right? So you could actually use these ideologies as a weapon to destroy other countries. Remember Anthony Sutton? He wrote a famous book. Actually, I have it right here. He wrote a book called The Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. And this is roughly what G. Edward Griffin was talking about earlier when he was talking about how the Bolsheviks had funding from the West, from very wealthy families and bankers in the West. And this was done as a way to create a revolution to destroy the existing Christian culture. Now, we're seeing this here with the similarities to the color revolution models, right? I made a video months ago talking about how the color revolution model was what we're now seeing in the U.S. when we started seeing these sort of so-called protests, more like riots, right? And the destruction, burning of cities. Now they're openly saying we're going to burn the cities down to the ground. Where does this come from? It's not out of nowhere. It's a model, right, that if you look at the money that the State Department you put into Soros to putting into the color revolutions in the Soviet satellite states, right? These color revolutions were a model of destabilization. And that model utilized a lot of liberal, Marxist, democratic, you could say, ideologies that you can morph it to fit the culture that you're trying to target. And it would do that by then destabilizing the society and bringing to power, you know, something under the guise of freedom, under the guise of human rights. And they would utilize these NGOs, these think tanks, as the means of subversion in these countries, right? Otpor, you saw that revolution of the fist, Otpor. That was the first successful model of this in Serbia, if I recall, the Rose Revolution, I think it was. And that was the same fist that you'll see that's used in Black Lives Matter, right? It's they just copy and paste the same symbolism over to these different groups. Now, who or what is this color revolution model? It's a model that is a CIA-funded thing that goes back to the Cold War, right? So the auspices of the Cold War is what I want you to keep in mind. This threat, oh, we've got to do what we got to do because of communism, because of the Reds, right? And I'm not saying that there's not a problem with communist Marxist ideology. There is. It's a heinous, anti-human, terrible ideology. But the solution that the elite want is sometimes even worse than what they're fighting against, right? The propped up enemy, right? We think of propped up enemies. We think of a bin Laden. We think of a, you know, these different so-called dictators that America has to go in and take over and destroy and whatever. These are oftentimes not the real reasons that we're going into those countries. And I think a lot of people have, you know, become aware of this with the weapons of mass destruction, this kind of stuff, right? So you see these kinds of guys that are propped up by these bigger level institutions. The reason I say all that is because it's not going to be any different when we come to the religious institutions. They're bought off, they're co-opted in the exact same pattern, model, and way. How do I know that? How can I prove that to you? I'm going to prove it to you. I've got the documents, folks. I've got the documents right here. The Rockefellers, an American dynasty, Collier and Horowitz. Now, this is not a conspiracy book, right? This is a mainline authorized biography of the Rockefellers from their own archives, right? So just like Carol Quigley wrote the history of the 20th century from the CFR archives, so they're writing it from the Rockefeller archives. And there's an important chapter that starts on about page 135 or 6, yeah, and it's about the funding of religious change movements. You probably know this as the ecumenist movement or ecumenism. Now, on the surface, it sounds good, right? It sounds like a nice idea. Why don't we all get together and have some meetings? There's all these different groups and sects and dividing, arguments between religious groups. Why don't we get together and talk it out? And then maybe we can come to some resolution. And I would say, in theory, that's fine. It sounds great. There's nothing inherently wrong with doing that. We should do that. We should have dialogue that's profitable to understand where we're all coming from. However, that's not what happened in the ecumenist movement. In fact, the Rockefellers will put dozens of millions of dollars into the ecumenist movement to steer it and control it when it was new into a certain direction. When we come back from the break, I'm going to explain that. I'm going to show you what their goal was, a one world religion from their own statements and writings. This is Jay Dyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is your last chance to get a packed
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word, and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest-end AM-PM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Be sure and support InfoWars by buying the supplements in the store. There's a lot of good stuff there that will definitely keep you guarded against the craziness that we're going into in the present era of all this madness, all the attacks on our country. So one of the key attacks on our country came through the religious realm, and I wanted to point out that the Rockefeller's authorized biography has an entire chapter on the creation, funding, and steering of the ecumenical one world religion movement. And if you doubt that it was always intended by the time they bought it off to be a one world religion movement, then let me read you the quote of Junior Rockefeller himself, who said that it was time to set aside all the denominational emphases. Instead, it's time for cooperation. In the large cities, I see great religious centers, small places instead of a dozen little dying churches competing with one another. I see strong churches uniting the Christian life of the town. I see the church molding the thought of the world as it had never done before, leading a great movement and literally establishing the kingdom of God on earth. Right after this, Junior Rockefeller gave a total, get this, in the 1920s and 30s of $75 million to global interchurch, interdenominational ecumenist movements. Now, that social gospel that he's funding here, right, that is not a gospel about, you know, what we think of the Bible, you know, talking about Jesus dying and rising from the dead, this kind of stuff. It's a religion with the demythologized miraculous, or the removal of the miraculous, that kind of stuff, to turn it into a social religion, social gospel, or sometimes called liberation theology, that's funded by Junior Rockefeller. And he says the gospel, the new world, in the next page, page 152, he says the new world needs a new internationalist gospel. And in fact, it is Junior Rockefeller, according to Collier and Horowitz, who would become the most important financier of liberal Protestantism in the 20th century. It's even wilder than that, because after that, they go on, the Rockefellers, to build a giant cathedral that would be their own ecumenical cathedrals, known as Riverside Church. And in this Gothic edifice, they erected statues to Confucius, Moses, Hegel, Dante, Muhammad, and Darwin. You could not get a better example of an original world religion church than what Junior Rockefeller had built. And he said this would be the key capstone in his mind for the coming world religion that would not be interested in, you know, Jesus as the way, the truth, and life, or something like that, right? It's a new type of religion that would go along with, right, the previous chapter in the Rockefeller biography, chapter 8, is all about the CFR, the creation of the CFR in 1921, which would steer the U.S. into a interventionist policy, into a global affairs world empire, right? This is literally what they say they wanted to do. And this was with the aid of J.P. Morgan, Woodrow Wilson, Colonel Edwin Mandel House, all that kind of stuff that you probably heard of. All of that was in concert with the Rockefellers setting up the CFR in 1921 at the same time as they're basically funding and steering the entire ecumenist movement, even to the point of eventually creating what you know as the World Council of Churches or the National Council of Churches. So a lot of times we think of those institutions as Marxist institutions, but what people are misunderstanding is that, just like Edward Griffin pointed out, Marxism and this liberal social gospel work together and are fostered and funded at the higher levels by these really wealthy, powerful people. So there's a kind of a staged fight, if you will. I'm not saying everything in the Cold War was fake. There was obviously, I mean, my uncle was a Cold War. He was involved in some of these operations, right? So it wasn't fake when he was, you know, surveilling stuff. But the higher level of the high level people that we're talking about here, they're above the conflicts that are nation states. They were internationalists a long time ago, you see, because they had the money, the power, the wealth to avoid the laws of specific areas and nation states. So they could just move around. They could just fly anywhere they wanted to, you see. So they were very interested in fostering these systems like communism in China. That was all set up at the behest of the OSS. It was Bill Donovan that trained Mao's guerrillas, right, to basically create the spy networks and the set up the intelligence apparatus of communist China. It was the, as we saw from Sutton, it was the wealthy elites that funded and put Bolshevism in place in Russia in 1917, right? So the Cold War functions, again, at maybe at a mid-level, you could say, where you've got the espionage and the spying going on. If you watch that famous Fox series, The Americans, it's a really, really well-done series. It's more realistic than most television shows about this kind of stuff, you'll notice a lot of what I'm talking about was going on at their level of the fight during the Cold War. And some of that was based on real Soviet operations in the U.S., the illegals program, as it's called. But at the higher level is what I'm talking about, right? This would be people like Robert Maxwell, right? The father of Ghislaine Maxwell. This would be people like Victor Rothschild, right? Who was a famous double agent during the Cold War. It would be people like the Rockefellers, right? David Rockefeller flew over to Communist China and set up the first bank in Communist China, Chase Bank. Isn't that wild? But again, you think of it as counterintuitive, but if you think at this higher level, right, above the spy craft, right, which was really happening, there were really spies being played off against each other in the Cold War, very real. You know, people got killed, people went into, you know, conflicts, people, there was the real cloak and dagger stuff, but at this higher level, it was for a long-term game plan. Now, how can I demonstrate that from these guys? Well, you probably heard of old Zbigniew, right? Well, Zbig, he wrote that famous book, Between Two Ages, back in the 70s, early 70s, which mentioned all kinds of crazy things like weather warfare. It mentions, you know, HAARP controlling the atmosphere and this kind of stuff. But this whole book is about how we transition into technocracy. Way ahead of its time, one of the key books, is it was this book, in fact, that got David Rockefeller to say that guy needs to be in charge of the Trilateral Commission. So he called up Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger said, yes, Mr. Rockefeller, we will place Zbig in just the right position. And David Rockefeller said, Zbig is perfect. I want him in charge of the Trilateral Commission. And then Zbigniew came into the office and he creates Al-Qaeda. He's the one who goes and creates Al-Qaeda.
That's what we're dealing with here. These are the geostrategists, right? Who, and yes, it's true that Zbigniew played a key role in the Cold War, right? He's the one who invented that arc of crisis model. He's the one who utilized and created essentially the Al-Qaeda Mujahideen networks to fight against the Soviets in Afghanistan. But again, if we want to draw this back to the religious realm, remember, there's a whole section in Brzezinski on the Roman Catholic Church and how it could be used and what the effects of the ecumenist movement were. So in the about page 87 here in my copy, he starts talking about the fact that the ecumenist dialogue that was happening wasn't just between religions and denominations. He says that once the Roman Catholic Church started dialoguing with the Marxists, he says this had a profound effect on the relativizing of truth in the minds of Roman Catholics. Right. So remember, there was supposed to be a usage of the church in the Cold War by the CIA to combat Marxism. And then it starts to flip and they start saying, now you need to start dialoguing with the Marxists, all you Roman Catholics, all you prelates, popes. And so once they started doing this, particularly around the time of John the 23rd, who called Vatican II, Zbigniew notes that this really started breaking down in the minds of Catholics the idea that there was objective truth. Because now, supposedly, these enemies that we're fighting in this Cold War, now we can have these ecumenical dialogues and come to some kind of common ground, some kind of synthesis, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. That Hegelian principle was adopted by Marxism. Okay? Marxists utilized the Hegelian principle of thesis, antithesis, synthesis to bring about what they call praxis, right? Or the outcome that's a moving of the Overton window type of thing, right? So that's a method, a practice that Marxists engage in to further their cause. And that's exactly what Zbigniew says happened to the Roman Catholic Church by design. So when we get back, I'm going to go into more of that. Listen to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jay Dyer of Dave Analysis. If you're looking for a couple interesting books to read, you can go get my books at my website, jayanalysis.com. I have Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, where I break down the biggest films and what all of that weird symbolism and messaging was all about. Everything from Kubrick all the way up to Bond and the new latest Marvel films, you can all find a dissection of those in my books. Now, we were talking about Brzezinski and what he said about the Roman Catholic Church back in the 70s and how it could be basically steered. And he says there's one guy that we really need to note, and that's this Jesuit by the name of Teilhard de Chardin. Now, Teilhard is famous because a long time ago he was actually censured by the Vatican. He was told that he, you know, can't teach and can't talk about stuff because he has such weird radical views. And that weird radical view that he had was not just Darwinian evolution, but actually the apotheosis of man through evolutionary progress, namely transhumanism. Yes, Teilhard de Chardin, the famous Jesuit, was one of the most famous early transhumanists. Now, Brzezinski says Teilhard is a key figure because if we can kind of get that kind of a guy propped up within Catholicism, right? If he can now be the model of what a Catholic is, then that will really contribute to the steering of this religion into something amenable to the globalist goals, right? And remember, even though Brzezinski was working to defeat the Soviets on the behest of the American Empire and the CFR and all that, it wasn't really about America. You know, eventually Brzezinski wrote essays saying it's time for America to go away. America needs to die. It's done. All the stuff you're hearing the globalists nowadays say, right? They're saying this is time. It's done. It's a dead thing. It's time to shed this skin and move into the full-on United Nations-style globalism. Brzezinski, before he died, wrote, I think it was an op-ed or a piece in the New York Times essentially saying that. But if you could prop up somebody like a Teilhard de Chardin, who himself kind of admitted that he was a Luciferian, right? He wasn't so much interested in the biblical ideas of Jesus. It was more like all this stuff is just symbols for you or man in general, the elites, a.k.a. the elites, right? Attaining this eventual deification of themselves, apotheosis, man becoming God by technology. And so he wrote these weird treatises about the noosphere and matter eventually evolving into becoming spirit and everything becoming one and all this kind of new agey gibberish. But he was propped up, is what I'm trying to say. He was intentionally propped up by the global elite as a model kind of Catholic and eventually more or less rehabilitated. Right? So even though the Vatican a long time ago had kind of censured him, he eventually gets rehabilitated and he becomes kind of a model. There's another book that I want to point your attention to, and it's a book by a Catholic himself, a traditionally minded Catholic by the name of David Wim Hof. And he wrote this big book called John Courtney Murray, Time Life Magazine and the American Proposition, How the CIA's Doctrinal Warfare Program Changed the Catholic Church. Now, again, I'm not saying this to attack Catholics because he is a Catholic. I'm just pointing out that even Catholics have realized the pattern and model of buying off the denominations, the different groups, what you just saw from the Rockefeller's biography, right? David Wim Hof is writing about how it happened to the Catholic Church, right? So Collier and Horowitz are discussing how it was done to the Protestant churches by the Rockefellers. Guess what? It's the same power structure that's going to buy off the Catholic seminaries, the Catholic academic institutions. And it's not just with money, it's also compromise. In fact, Wim Hof has a whole chapter about how some of the really key prelates back in the 60s were compromised by different intelligence agencies. Perhaps even Cardinal Spellman himself, famous American cardinal, was compromised because there's a noticeable change in some of these prelates where they begin to really adopt this sort of liberal, globalized, one-world religion version of Catholicism. And they begin to promote it. And this is what, according to Wim Hof, really achieves its the full force of Vatican II is achieved, in other words, by these compromised prelates and people like the Jesuits, such as John Courtney Murray. Right? So John Courtney Murray was this really liberal-minded Jesuit who basically wanted to see the Roman Catholic Church co-opted into being an institution that could kind of, just like Brzezinski said, spread a kind of new type of religion, a new Christianity, right? A new kind of open religion to the rest of the world. And it didn't have to be some kind of rigid old thing that was, you know, stuck in, dogmas and medieval stuff. It needed to be updated. Yeah, so there you go. You know, notice Time Magazine, right? How did this come about? Well, Henry Luce, himself famous Skull and Bones member, who was running Time Magazine at that time and was getting all of this globalist money from the Rockefellers, millions of dollars from other entities as well. Well, he propped up John Courtney Murray as the greatest Jesuit, right? The greatest theologian that, you know, America had produced and all this stuff. And so this helps aid in the establishment of and the co-opting of the Catholic Church. Now, what was the excuse and the basis for doing this? Remember, it's the exact same thing that G. Edward Griffin explained in the last segment, where he said that they used the threat of communism as the excuse to basically do anything like this, right? To do all of this. There's a great book by an intelligence analyst named Gordon Thomas, and he wrote a book about intelligence operations. I think it says one on the Mossad. It's not an attack piece. It's just a history of different intelligence agencies. He's wrote a book on MKUltra, for example. In that book, he discusses the history of the CIA meeting with John Paul II during the Cold War. There's another book. There's a book by Malachi Martin, another famous ex-Jesuit. And in this book, he describes meetings with the CIA and the Jesuits in terms of ending the Cold War with Bush at Malta, right? So there were these big high-power meetings between John Paul II, international intelligence agencies, and they would go and they would kind of figure out ways to settle the big geopolitical issues. But what happened was is that this shows very clearly that the Roman Catholic institution, a long time ago, back during the period of the Cold War, the time of Vatican II, that's when it was really being co-opted and steered into this direction of globalism. And it's very evident when you read these big, kind of high-level, white-paper, geopolitical tomes. They're all very candid about it. Malachi Martin was very candid about it. He said, and I mean, I'm not propping up Malachi Martin. I think he was a dubious character. But you can tease out of what he writes, you know, being right there at the right hand of a lot of these popes. He was really close to Paul VI, for example. So he knew the inner workings of the Vatican, and he said very clearly that this has all been co-opted. It's been taken over by a counter-revolutionary force, by a revolutionary force within the church, to turn the papacy into an institution for global New Age one world religion type of stuff. And John Paul II was a great example of that, because you'll notice when he was having these geopolitical meetings, what was he then doing? Well, in the mid-80s, he had this meeting that's really well known called the Assisi Gatherings. And this is where all of the different world religions and a big parliament of world religions came to the cathedral in Assisi. They literally all prayed together, holding plants and, you know, we're kind of, I don't know what they're doing. They put a statue of the Buddha in the church there. It's a very famous gathering. And so this was a beginning, a new opening up of the threshold, so to speak, of a one world religion. It's called the 1986 Assisi Gathering. And you might have thought that was revolutionary, and it was in 1986. But really, John Paul II was just doing the type of thing that the people above him, who had for a long time co-opted and controlled this institution, had been wanting to steer it into. So he's just doing basically the bidding of what his masters wanted him to do. And he was already, as I'm saying, co-opted by the CIA, and that goes all the way back, the liberal elements of the CIA, right, going all the way back to the 1960s. Especially at the time of Vatican II. And Wim Hof proves that in about 800 pages, right? So there you go. You see the Assisi Gathering, all the world religions there. This is the beginning of what would be the new world religion, right? No longer about Jesus, but the very dream of the Rockefellers themselves, right? To have this global New Age cult. If we fast forward to now, this has really been, John Paul couldn't have even dreamt of the radical elements that Pope Francis has done in this regard. In fact, he most recently had this Amazon Synod, right before all the COVID stuff. There was the Amazon Synod where Pope Francis got all the indigenous groups, right, in the Amazon region, and he wanted to sign this new document that would promote the symbol of this idol called Pachamama. Now, Pachamama is an image or a goddess related to human sacrifice. And then what does Francis do? He offers a Vatican prayer service in front of this Pachamama idol, right, showing another example of this world religion that they want to bring in. And it gets even crazier than that. I mean, if you read the document, right, it sounds like something AOC, there he is, blessing the idol. If you read the Amazon Synod document, it sounds like something AOC would write, where we have to confess our sins. And then most recently, he said it's time for a new council based on humanism. Yes, last year, Francis said it's time to call a council that will be based around secular humanism for all the religions to unite around. So all I'm saying is that even within the traditional Catholic world itself, people have realized this was a bigger elite plan to steer these religions. I'm Jay Dyer from Jay's Analysis.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.